A private security firm has blamed two of its guards and denied inherent racism within the company for the heat-related death of an Aboriginal elder in the back of a prison van in Western Australia. G4S, previously known as Global Solution Limited, or GSL, was blamed by the West Australian coroner for the death of a 46-year-old man from the Goldfields who died of heat stress after a 360-kilometre journey in stifling conditions in January of last year. Last night's Four Corners program highlighted how the tragedy could and should have been avoided. It presented evidence that GSL had previous form for neglecting the health of prisoners when transporting detainees to the Baxter Immigration Centre 4 years ago. Simon Santos spoke to G4S's Director of Public Affairs, Tim Hall.
The coroner found that GSL had contributed to Mr Ward's death. Do you accept those findings?
Yes, we do. Our reaction to Mr Ward's death, the same as any thinking person's reaction to it, that it was as senseless and avoidable as it was tragic. We do accept the coroner's findings.
And that GSL's procedures were totally inadequate?
No, that's not correct. GSL's procedures were not totally inadequate. Why this incident happened was because two officers disobeyed an instruction they were given to stop every 2 hours. We had only had the contract for 6 months at that time, and we were working assiduously to get all the written procedures that we inherited from the previous operator up to date. And in the time that that was being done, supervisors gave verbal instructions to every escort that went out to reinforce what in fact was long practice, which was that they must stop every 2 hours, because it was the failure to stop after 2 hours which was really the main factor in that led to Mr. Ward's death.
So you're putting this down to two of your officers and not systemic failures within the organisation?
There were failures in the procedures, and as much as they weren't in writing, and certainly we've taken substantial steps since this incident happened to prevent it happening again to the extent that is possible. But essentially, what caused this incident, this tragedy, was that two of our officers disobeyed an order to stop and instead elected to drive straight through for 3¾ hours. That was why Mr. Ward died.
You would, of course, have been aware of the warnings that had been given to the government about the dangers of these vans and the failures of equipment in them?
It's important to distinguish between the role of a vehicle and their dangers. The vehicles were clearly, they were hot, they were uncomfortable, they were old, and they needed to be replaced. There had been no serious incidents in these vans, to my knowledge, in our time, there had not been any serious incidents involving these vans at all.
What about the case, though, Mr. Hall, of the prisoner or the detainee being transported to Baxter Detention Centre?
That had absolutely nothing to do with whatsoever. We're talking about Mr. Ward died in Western Australia in a detention service, in a prisoner transportation contract. In Victoria, the other episode that was referred to in the programme last night, five immigration detainees were being transferred from Melbourne to Mildura in Victoria 4.5 years ago. What the only single thing factor that these two incidents had in common is that in both cases, our staff failed to follow, willfully disregarded, however you like to put it, instructions that they had to stop the vehicle.
And at the time, you went on ABC Radio to reassure listeners.
Yes, I did.
That this could never happen again.
Yes, I did.
And it did.
But it did.
So how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like everybody who has had anything to do with this tragedy feel that it was senseless and avoidable, and it makes one disappointed that one's employees could do this, and it makes one embarrassed that one company could do this. I'm not making any. I'm not defending G4S against what happened. I'm just trying to put into context for you why it happened, and that there is no imaginable link between those two incidents, except that two officers disobeyed orders.
It's hard to avoid the notion that because this person was black, Mr. Ward was black, nobody cared.
That's an absolute nonsense as far as this company is concerned. It's just a nonsense. It's an insulting observation, and it has absolutely no relevance whatsoever to what happened. We don't distinguish between the race or the colour of the people we carry, for goodness sake.
What's the state of the vans at the moment?
I've just been advised, just before I came on to talk to you this morning, that every Mazda van, and there are about 11 of these Mazda vans, as you know, it was a Mazda that Mr. Ward was being transported in, that every Mazda van working north of Perth has now been withdrawn from service.
As you said at the outset of this interview, it wasn't so much a problem with the equipment or the state of the Mazda van, but the actual humans employed by GSL, now G4S, who, as in your words, didn't carry out the instructions?
That was the main factor. Quite clearly, if the air conditioning in this Mazda van had been working, Mr. Ward's death would not have occurred. You have to remember that just because the fleet was old and the fleet was run down does not in any way whatever relieve us of our duty of care. If anything, it increases our obligations under our duty of care because it means we're aware of the fleet and therefore we have to have procedures in place to compensate for it. And one of the most fundamental of those procedures is that you stop your vehicle every 2 hours and you make sure that the guy in the back of your vehicle is well.
Will you be paying compensation to Mr. Ward's family?
That has never arisen as yet. Until that issue has never arisen, we'll consider that if it arises in the future.
Would it be fair, though, to pay compensation?
I can't comment on that.
How do you think they might be feeling?
I should think they would feel appalled. It's not a question of thinking how they are. I mean, I've seen them. I was at the inquest in Kalgoorlie for the length of the inquest. One doesn't need any imagination to know how the Ward family is feeling about this. They'll be feeling let down, they will be feeling angry, and they will be feeling very sad.
And does GSL deserve to retain the contract that it holds at the moment with the WA Corrective Services Department?
Yes, it certainly does. In my opinion, that of course at the end of the day is for the West Australian government, for the state, to decide. In my opinion, there is no reason why G4S should feel that its contract should be taken away because of the misconduct of our staff.
G4S Australia's Director of Public Affairs, Tim Hall, speaking there to Simon Santo.